Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? Constantly chasing some imaginary finish line of perfection? Yeah, me too, pal. But guess what? That finish line is a myth. A beautiful, shimmering illusion designed to keep us striving, and maybe just a tad bit miserable along the way. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of embracing imperfection, letting go of that relentless self-criticism, and finally giving ourselves permission to be human. Because here's the truth. Perfection is overrated. It's exhausting, unrealistic, and honestly, it gets in the way of us actually living our lives. Think about it. How often do you find yourself paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake? How many amazing opportunities have you missed because you thought you weren't good enough, smart enough, or whatever else that critical voice is whispering in your ear? Let's be real, we all mess up. We stumble, we trip, sometimes we even fall flat on our faces. But here's the beautiful thing. Those stumbles and trips are not failures, they are learning experiences. They're opportunities to grow, to adapt, and to become more resilient. So, how do we actually start embracing imperfection? Here are a few power moves to help you ditch that perfectionist mindset and reclaim your joy. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly telling you what you're doing wrong. Yeah, it's time to put it on mute. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, that inner critic is just a bundle of insecurities masquerading as wisdom. 2. Celebrate small victories. You finished that work project. Woohoo. You managed to get out the door on time despite the morning chaos. High five. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating even the smallest wins. These little victories build momentum and remind you that progress, no matter how incremental, is still progress. 3. Embrace good enough. Listen, not everything needs to be perfect. Sometimes good enough is actually more than enough. Give yourself permission to let go of the need for absolute control and accept that things won't always go according to plan. Embrace the beauty of imperfection. 4. Focus on learning. Every challenge, every setback, is an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to improve next time? This shift in perspective can turn failures into stepping stones. 5. Practice self-compassion. You're human, you make mistakes. And that's okay. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who is struggling. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, and there's no shame in asking for help or needing a little grace along the way. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my niece's birthday? Yeah, let's just say it looked more like a volcano than a masterpiece. The frosting ended up on the ceiling, the batter splattered everywhere, and by the end, I was covered in flour from head to toe. It was a disaster. But you know what? My niece still loved it. She didn't care that it wasn't picture perfect, she cared that I made it for her with love. And honestly, that tall experience taught me more about letting go of perfection and embracing the joy of simply trying than any perfect cake ever could. So here's the takeaway, my friends. Perfectionism is a thief, stealing your joy, your energy, and your time. It's time to reclaim those precious things by embracing imperfection, celebrating progress, and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Remember, you are enough, just as you are. Now go out there and rock your imperfectly perfect lives. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, your own experiences with perfectionism, or any tips you have for embracing the beauty of imperfection. Leave a comment below, tag me on social media, or hit me up in the DMs. I'm here for you. And remember, join me every day for another dose of stoic mindset, reset because calm and control are just a mindset away.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.